Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, this is the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglitz. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it.
Evening Techniques. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. Haven in Techniques, otherwise known as Delta Wave Techniques, is a psychosensory treatment that uses simple touch to permanently eliminate unwanted feeling, both somatic and emotional, from distressing memories and events. In addition, these techniques are useful for promoting professional and personal growth. The method is derived from and consistent with current neuroscience literature. Haven and Techniques is easy to learn, can be self-applied, is rapid, gentle, and essentially without side effects. The client can be havened by a licensed practitioner or self-havened with the practitioner. The technique begins with stroking the face in the manner of applying moisturizer, stroking the arms for the shoulders, two elbows, and stroking the hands. These are three parts of the body that can be stroked by the practitioner that releases the highest amount of neurotransmitters. We have today here with us Michelle Paradise. She's an international speaker and coach working with Deepak Chopra as a wellness expert on his new digital platform, Geo. She has 15 years experience working with people who want to make changes in their lives but are still stuck after trying just about every other option. She works quickly and economically to get you the results you want so that you can move forward with your life. As a model, she suffered from anorexia nervosa, and there was very few people around who knew how to help her and her colleagues also suffering. So she embarked on a journey to figure out what she could do to free herself from this. She did a lot of reading and self-development, always interested in human behavior, realizing she wanted to help others. After years of studying several methodologies, such as NLP, hypnotherapy, and havening techniques, she now has the tools to make a difference in people's lives with the weight, anxiety, stress, trauma, and any other issue holding them back. Help me welcome Michelle. Hello.
Hello, Luciana, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Hello, Michelle. Thanks much for being with us today here. So for those of our listeners who might be first introduced to you and your work through this interview, could you please tell them, who is Michelle Paradise, and how did you come upon working with Haven and Techniques?
Well, you've done a very good job already of giving a bit of my background, but yes, I was an international runway model for about 20 years living in Europe, and during that time I developed anorexia nervosa, and that was in the early 80s, so there weren't a lot of people around that could help me or a lot of information. And I actually started with homeopathy, which was very helpful. And then I, as you very rightly said, embarked on this journey of discovery to find out how the mind works and how come we do the things we do, the good and the not so good. And I studied NLP with the co-creator of NLP, Dr. Richard Bandler. And then after all of my training, I became a trainer. And then I assisted him for the past 10 years when I lived in the UK. I've recently moved to LA, and very, you know, amazingly, first week I was here, was introduced to Deepak Chopra, who, as I'm sure you and your listeners know, is a medical doctor. And he found out what I did, and he said he had heard about havening techniques, but didn't know what it was. So I was explaining it to him from the more sort of layperson's terms, and then realized that he was a doctor. And there's another term that you didn't mention, which I will mention now. It's called, the sort of medical term for it is amygdala depotentiation therapy. And what that means, very simply, is there's a part of the brain, sort of an almond-shaped part of the brain called the amygdala, which is where we store traumatic events, memories, emotions, and they get stuck. It's also the area where, you know, when you're confronted with something very frightening, it's fight, flight, fear, you know, freeze, all of those things. So it's very important to release that if we can. And there have been other techniques. EMDR specifically works with trauma. However, this was developed by a neuroscientist, twin doctors, Steve and Ron Rudin, and they live on the East Coast of the United States. And this is, in my opinion, having worked with TFT and hypnotherapy and various other methodologies, this is a very quick and efficacious way to get the best results for our clients. And we can, and I genuinely mean this, we can get incredible results in just one session. We can actually unlock, de-link and decode the trauma from the amygdala, which is why it's called amygdala depotentiation therapy. And when Deepak heard this, he was very excited because from a medical standpoint, it made perfect sense to him. And that's what led me to where I am today.
That's amazing. So in your words, how would you describe Haven and Techniques?
Well, I'll go back for a second and describe something else, which I think will actually help your readers and listeners to understand it a bit better. When we're stressed, I'm sure if you think about this now, you'll realize this is correct. When we're stressed, we do several things, and one of the things we do is put our head in our hands or stroke or massage our temples. I'm sure you've noticed people doing that in life. It's a very sort of common thing to do. And the reason I mention this is because it has something to do with our body always is looking for a way to heal. It doesn't always have the most direct and efficacious route. However, it's looking to heal. So we put our head in our hands. That's the first thing we do. Sometimes if you see people in a psychiatric ward, they will hug themselves and rock. So the hugging, the shoulders to elbows, which I will explain in a moment. And the third thing a lot of people do when they're stressed is wring their hands. They play with their hands, they squeeze their hands, sometimes they crack their knuckles. And these are quite unconscious behaviors. So what we realized, and the doctors realized from that, is that people are going to those places anyway, but they're not going to them in a way that is actually healing them. So they started doing research on it and realized that our body releases delta waves, and a delta wave state is our deep sleep state and our deep healing state. It's the sort of thing that allows us to get up the next day and be refreshed and rejuvenated and reset. And what they realized is by stroking the face, which I'll describe in a moment how to do that, shoulders to elbows, and the hands, you can release very high percentage of delta waves naturally. And you can put your client in a safe state. So the word havening is actually the transitive verb of the word haven, which I'm sure you've worked out already means safe place. So what you do is you're putting your client in a safe place so that you can take them back to the traumatic event for a very short period of time. And I'm talking about 60 to 120 seconds, not any long period of time. But to go back to your question, it's if you can imagine that you were putting moisturizer or suntan lotion on your face and you were just stroking your forehead from the center of your forehead out, I'm doing it now as we speak. Of course, I know you can't see it. But so it's middle above the nose and out to the temples. And then you move down and you do just on the side of the nostrils. And then you stroke out to the ears. So that's the face. And that releases the highest percentage of delta waves.
Okay, so I'm doing this with you because I imagine that our listeners might be doing it as well. So I will do it
with you
too. I hope so.
It feels really good, really good. And there's something called self-havening. So while you and your listeners are doing this, you're actually teaching yourselves immediately had a South Haven, and I'll talk a little bit about how useful that is and how useful it's been in my life and my client's life. So you just stroke a few times forehead to temples and a few times nostrils to ears. Some people, particularly men, if they don't have makeup on, because a lot of women, you know, have makeup on and they don't want to move it across their face, they literally just take their whole hands and stroke it down their face from palm to fingertips, if that makes sense. So they're just sort of just stroking from the top of their head all the way down to their chin with their hands. It doesn't really matter how you do it. It's just that you cover as much space as possible on the face and in a very gentle, kind, and loving way. And this is what releases the highest level of delta waves. So once you've mastered that, we're going to move down to the middle bit. And the middle bit is from shoulders to elbows and back in a circular way. So you don't go down and then up the arms. You go down and move the arms, the hands away from the arms and come back in a circular motion and repeat that. You just keep repeating that and repeating that. And that releases the second highest level of delta waves. And then once you've mastered that, you move down to the hands and you literally just take one palm and, you know, as if, imagine you were at the beach and you had sand on your hands and you were trying to get the sand off your hands. It's that kind of movement.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going, you know, taking the sand off your hands in a very gentle, loving, kind, compassionate way. And that releases the
third highest level. I'm trying to do it here because, again, I believe our listeners are doing it right now while they're listening to you. So while I do my hands, it's like my fingers go from the palm to the tip of the fingers of the opposite hand, right? And then I do it to the other hand?
Exactly. Exactly. Just you can carry on doing it to the same hand in the same way, you know, repeatedly. You don't have to switch hands around. So you can put one on top and one on the bottom or just keep them the way you want, whatever is comfortable to you. And I like this one extremely much because it is the easiest one to do publicly. Because the beauty of havening is once you work with a havening practitioner, he or she will give you a prescription, lovingly, a prescription, non-medical, non-drugs, of how to take this away for yourself and use it on a daily basis. And a lot of people, you know, don't necessarily want to stroke their face publicly or may not want to do the shoulders to the elbows back in a circular motion, but they would have no trouble sitting there and just moving their hands back and forth over the palms. And that's the beauty of that one. They all work very well. It's just that we have choices, and we have measured it, and we do now know that the face does release the highest amount. So the way it works is a client will come see me with, let's say, a very bad memory from an event that has left them with traumatic emotions, traumatic feelings, traumatic memories, and I will use my NLP skills to... There's something within NLP called metamodel questions, and they're a way of asking questions where you don't get the standard answers like why and because and things like that. You get much deeper communication. I also am trained to calibrate the person physiologically through NLP. So sometimes their body belies their words, and I can actually get a deeper communication by watching them instead of just listening to their words. I do both. So that really helps me. I call it my archaeological dig, and that really helps me to find out what the client is coming to see me for, because what I do know after years of experience is the client never really presents with the encoding issue. They present with the symptoms. You know, they've come because, you know, maybe they're obese now, or they have extreme anxiety, or they have panic attacks, or they have phobias, and their life, they've become stuck in their life. So I am not dealing with what they're presenting to me. I want to find out what started this, and that's what NLP helps me do. Then the middle part of the session, I will do the havening technique, and an event havening will be getting the client to relive for a very brief period of time, 1 to 2 minutes, that awful event, and we measure it in something called SUDS, Subjective Units of Distress, from 0 to 10, 0 being nothing and 10 being very high, because that helps me to know where we are as we move on in the session. And I am havening them with their permission, of course. People can self-haven in front of me by mirroring me, but I am actually applying the havening touch. And this is quite wonderful because it's like, you know, when you have a massage, you actually don't know the pressure and the release that you're going to get. So when someone else does it to you, it feels really good because they're professionally trained and they know how to do it. So that's a really wonderful feeling. They are then releasing delta waves and puts them in a very safe state, a very healing state. And we have three other distraction techniques within the event havening procedure. And those would be counting. Counting is really important. I get people to count things that they really like, maybe things that they collect, or walking on a beach and counting their steps. And that's the first one. The second one is the lateral eye movement, which if any of your listeners know about EMDR, it's, you know, fingers get held up in front of your face, you keep your head still, and you just move your eyes laterally right to left. And the third is actually humming, which humming, singing, helps you to breathe, obviously, but it also is now, the research is showing us that it really does help us to change the neurochemistry of the brain. And that's really what this is all about. We are electrochemical beings walking around, reacting to our day all day long. If somebody says something really nice to us, we will perhaps download some serotonin or dopamine and feel really good about ourselves. And if something terrible happens to us, we may download adrenaline or cortisol and feel very panicked and our heartbeat races and things like that. So what havening does is help you to keep in a very resilient state so you can deal with the stresses of life. And that's why when I do a havening technique with someone, I also teach them how to do it for themselves, and they have this wonderful takeaway to take home. And I have clients that I live in LA, and it's very stressful to drive here. So I have a client that told me the other week that he literally gets to a red light and havens himself while he's sitting at the red light, so he feels comfortable to move forward and relax. I personally tested it myself about a year ago because I was quite skeptical when I first trained, and I hadn't used it on myself as much as I used it on my clients at first. And I have very low blood pressure. I'm usually 90 over 60. And I got some very hard news, and I felt that my blood pressure had risen. So I had a digital blood pressure cuff. So I tested it, and I was about 172 over 120, which was really high. So I thought, I'm going to test this self-havening and see if it works on me. So I took the cuff off, and I self-havened, which this is called affirmational havening. And I said affirmations. So the first thing I said was, I am calm, whilst I was havening myself. I was doing my forehead and then my shoulders to elbows. I am calm. I am calm. And the thing about affirmational havening is it must be done in the present and in a present state and in a positive way. So you don't say, I will be, or I could, or I don't want to. You say, I am. And you finish that sentence with, and your listeners can try it now if they want. Just self-haven and say something like, I am calm, or I am focused, or I am confident, whatever you want in that moment. So this is what I did. I did it for about 7 to 10 minutes. And I put the cuff back on, and I'd come down to about 128 over, I think it was about 92. And I was really delighted with that result in such a short period of time. So this is a great technique to use on anyone. I mean, people can go away today and haven their children who might be distressed, might be going through a temper tantrum or having performance anxiety at school. You don't actually have to be trained to do the very simple and gentle ones. And you just get your child or your spouse or your partner to say something like, I am calm, I am cool, I am focused, I am confident, whatever they need at that time. And you can actually haven them which feels really wonderful. And I do this a lot with couples that are struggling in their relationship, and they haven each other. And it's such a beautiful, non-intimate way to bring people back together again. And when I say non-intimate, I mean not physically, not sexually intimate, because sometimes people are estranged and they're having difficulty with that. But it really reconnects them in a very beautiful way. It's great to do for babies if they're distressed. I actually also do it on animals. Dogs love it. It calms them down. You can't do their paws because their paws are quite rough. But if you do it on their face and down their arms and legs, it just feels really good and calms them down.
That's beautiful. Hardwired at birth from the mother's touch, Havening technique is a simple yet effective healing tool. In your experience, what are the difficulties that are best treated with this, and what are the benefits of working with it?
I just lost that last bit again. Could you just repeat the question? I'm so sorry. I think we had a blip in our communication.
Yes, sure. What are the difficulties that are best treated with Haven and technique, and what are the benefits of working with
right.
it?
Well, the beauty of this, Luciana, is you can treat absolutely anything. You know, I live in America, and people say to me, what is your specialty? And I say people. You know, people that get stuck. I don't actually see people. I'm not a therapist. I'm not your classical therapist. So I don't see people as broken. I see people as stuck in their lives. They get really stuck. They might get stuck in a relationship. They might get stuck in a career. They might get stuck in a loop of anxiety in their mind, you know, replaying things over and over and over again. So it really can be used for absolutely anything and everything. However, the big ones are the most amazing results we get, like PTSD, hypervigilance, traumatic events. And in fact, the doctors, when they created this, before they actually introduced it to the world and started training practitioners like myself, they worked very specifically with war veterans, because what they realized is war veterans have, you know, a catalog of issues that, you know, that sometimes they have traumatic brain injury and frequently PTSD and hypervigilance and phobias and anxieties and things like that. And the results were amazing. And now the doctors and the community have actually set up something called Veterans Havening, where a large group of us work pro bono for free with veterans of any age, from any war, from any involvement that they've had, because we realize that a lot of them have become stuck in this incredible place of severe anxiety and traumatic memories and traumatic emotional events.
You're also a certified hypnotherapist. Can you please tell our listeners about this and if this enhances in any way your Haven and technique practice?
Beautiful question. Absolutely. Yes, and I didn't actually finish what I lovingly call my havening sandwich, what I do in my practice. I start with, as I said earlier, NLP, metamodal questions, calibrating the client physiologically. The second part of my session, I apply the havening touch, specifically working on an event. There are other types of havening. There's not just event havening. There's outcome havening, where I can actually work with a client to change the outcome of something that happened to them. However, the final piece is where I use my hypnotherapy training. And I wouldn't necessarily say it to the client, because some people like the idea of hypnosis. Some people don't like the idea of hypnosis. However, hypnosis is just deep relaxation, as I'm sure you know. So what I call it is future pacing. So I take the client then into their future, because what we know about life is the past is over. Sometimes it's left us with bad memories and bad feelings, but it's over. And all we have is this moment in time, the present, and the future. So what I want to do with my clients is to build them a better future, whereby when things happen to them in life, which inevitably things happen to us, you know, people die, there are accidents, all kinds of things in life, that we are better equipped and they are better equipped to process the information and deal with it and not fall back into that vulnerable landscape of the brain where where the event becomes a traumatic event to them and encodes in the amygdala. So what I do is I take them out into the future and we build a better future, because the subtext or the subtitle of Havening is healing, empowerment, and growth. And those are the two big pieces, the three big pieces, because the healing bit is what we do, as I explained, event Havening. The empowerment is we start working through, as I say, building them a better life, empowering them with the technique and me prescribing specifically what they need to focus on going forward. So if, let's say, I don't see them for a week, during that week I will have sent them session notes describing, prescribing what I believe they would best focus on to get them more quickly to a resilient place in their life and in their mind. So they would do, say, some affirmational Havening like I just described. And you can make it much longer. You can say, I am going to do better in my career. I'm going to improve my relationship. You can actually put anything you want into that affirmation and make it as long as you want. You can do a whole narrative. However, the important bit is that you keep it in the positive and you keep it in the present and the future, because we don't want to go back to the past or the negative. So the beauty of Havening is the client is already in a deep delta wave state, which is in such a relaxed state anyway that I don't have to do the sort of classic hypnotic inductions to get the client into a hypnotic state, because they're already there. So future pacing them, building a better future with them, is just so much easier. And they're incredibly relaxed. And when they come out of it, it is always amazing to see it, because I will say, because I always check my work, I will say, so remember that event that you started with just, you know, a half hour or an hour ago, we were talking about it. When you think about it now, what's different about it? And just about every single person I've worked with has said to me, they sort of look around, they take about 30 seconds to answer my question, so I pretty much have my answer already, and they're going, I can't really see it anymore, or it's sort of over there, or it looks like I'm looking at a film of myself doing it. I'm not actually doing it myself. And these are the answers I get. And then I know that we've absolutely achieved and accomplished what we set out to do, and they no longer are hanging on to this encoded negative memory. And they have freedom. They have freedom to move on with their life. And when you create this void in someone's life, I think it's very important as a practitioner to help them fill that in with something positive. And that's what I really like to focus on, is building them a life. So I don't see clients for long periods of time. My therapeutic model is about 12 sessions, which is about 12 weeks, 3 months. And sometimes it's much quicker than that. But I know that I can get them to a really great place in that period of time if they also make the commitment to work with me and take the prescription and use it in between our sessions. And I also work on Skype. And this is the thing I do with Deepak Chopra. I have clients now from all over the world. So I can actually do Havening on Skype, because what they do is they watch me Haven myself and they copy it. And we get beautiful results that way as well. So I can work with anyone, anywhere in the world, which really gives us a wonderful opportunity to really spread the word and spread the beauty of the technique.
That's amazing. So in which cases would you recommend our listeners to seek for professional help like the one you offer?
Right. Great question. The lighter things, like I just described, sitting in traffic or maybe blood pressure, or I sometimes use it, Havening, when I wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep, I will self-Haven and go, I am tired, I am sleepy, things like that, I'm relaxed, and I will fall back to sleep. And the beauty is you wake up in the morning hugging yourself, which is quite nice. But the bigger stuff, you know, my first client here had been in a terrible car accident. She then was in an abusive relationship. This was over a period of about 3 years. Latterly, she had been in gunfire in the valley of Los Angeles. She was just a passerby when there was this sort of fight with the guns, and she actually protected the small child from the situation. So she had three extremely high traumatic events. And it took us about 12 sessions to get through those. And now she's actually on my website. She's my testimonial if anyone wants to see her and see what her experience has been like. So something like that, some very deep trauma. Certainly what I've come to realize is that I'm sure your listeners have heard of adverse childhood experiences or adverse childhood events. And these are very serious events that happen between the ages of 0 and, let's say, 10 years old. And these frequently, I think the statistics now, 75% leads to addiction later in life. So these are the kind of things you don't treat yourself. These are the kind of things you really need to reach out to a practitioner. And I think that your listeners will probably know the difference between what they consider to be something light that they can treat themselves or something that really does require a licensed practitioner to help them. Because we're trained to deal with the aberrations. And aberrations, for those who don't know the term, is when you have a very dramatic response to something like hysterical crying, a psychotic episode, whatever, you know, when the client is very overwhelmed by the memory. And that's when you need to be with a practitioner, either on Skype or in the same room, so that he or she can get you out of that and get you to a safe place in your mind. I hope that answers the question.
Yes, it does. Thank you. So due to modern times, we all deal with stress, sometimes with anxiety. How would you say Haven and techniques can help us deal with this?
Well, that's the beauty of self-havening, is you can do it anytime, anywhere, anyhow. And you have no overheads, you have no cost. All you need are your hands. That's it. And all you need is focus and calm. And I have a really great technique that I teach people. I'm on Instagram, which is where I think you may have first saw me. And every Tuesday I do Takeaway Tip Tuesday, where I give tips, which frequently include havening. And I also have a channel on Deepak Chopra's Geo called The Healing Haven, where I have 35 very short videos, and I give tips and techniques to help people through stress and anxiety. But I'll give you one right now, which I love. I call it SBS, stop, breathe, smile, or solve. You can use either of those. So you stop whatever you're doing. You sit down if you can, because it does make it a lot better. You take 3 really deep diaphragmatic breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, and releasing a sigh of relief as you do that. And smile, because research shows that when you breathe and smile, fear cannot live in that space. Fear, stress, and anxiety sort of dissolves in that space. And if you add self-havening to that, so just imagine you've got this very difficult moment, you're very overwhelmed, you're very stressed out, you sit yourself down, you take 3 deep breaths, in through your nose, out through your mouth, letting a sigh of relief out through each one. You start havening either your shoulders to elbows or your hands or your face or all 3. You can do all 3. And you smile. And you are now downloading all the sort of happy chemicals, the great neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin and oxytocin. And you're changing the neurochemistry of your brain in that moment that quickly. And if you continue to interfere repeatedly with anxiety-making moments or anxieties in your life, you will develop a new neurocortical pathway in your mind where you go to a calm place instead of a stressed-out place. And that's the beauty of interfering with a technique that is very positive for you. Does that make sense to you? Is that something you think that you could easily do?
Especially when you were talking about how to use the hands, you know, that one hand stroking the other hand, because maybe you're in a meeting and, you know, things are getting complicated, so you start feeling stressed out, and then you can just maybe put your hands below the table and just try to do this, you know, to calm yourself while something is happening.
So true. I mean, I have clients who say, I'll sit in an airport and self-haven all 3 parts because they're not shy. But But if you saw somebody just stroking their hands, you wouldn't really think much about that. And you know what? At the end of the day, I think we need to stop worrying so much about what people think and really start focusing on getting ourselves better and healing ourselves. And if that's all that it takes, just stroking your hands and focusing on a positive affirmation that you can say quietly to yourself, you know, not out loud, in a meeting or wherever you are publicly, that is the first best way to focus yourself on healing and to get yourself better and taking control, because, you know, it's all about taking control of the situation and saying to the brain, no, I'm not going to sit in this space of adrenaline download and cortisol download, and high anxiety and high blood pressure, sweating palms and heartbeat racing. I'm going to calm myself down. And now I have a tool that I can do that. And you can use it immediately. And I really encourage your listeners, and you, Luciana, I'm sure you have a stress-free life, but if you ever have any stress in your life, I really encourage you to give this a go, because it sounds so simple. However, it isn't. There's a lot of research around it. And I'm going to tell you, I just want to share one quick thing if I have a moment. I was doing an intro evening at an actor's studio in Los Angeles recently, and there was a lady in the audience who was sort of cynical. I could tell she was quite cynical about what I was doing, and we got to the Q&A bit, and she said, yeah, I wasn't really sure about this, and I did some research online, and I was curious, and I came along, and I did a demo in front of everybody, because we're very transparent. We always show the technique and show how it works, and it works every time. So anyway, she said to me, but I want to share something with you, because I now believe what you're doing is really great, and I was a registered nurse for 35 years, and she said, I worked with micro preemies, which are those very premature babies that 20 years probably didn't make it, you know, but we have the technology now to keep them alive, and they grow up to have normal lives. Anyway, she said that what I want to share with you is micro preemies do three things to self-soothe, because they're born so prematurely, so they still appear or feel like they're in utero. And what she told me changed my life, and it's sort of like gold dust for me. She said the first thing they've noticed is they hold their face in their hands. The second thing they do is hug themselves. And the third thing they do is clasp their hands together. And she said, so you see, all the three areas that you're going to are hardwired, not even at birth, because that's, we also know that they're hardwired at birth, but they're hardwired in utero. And goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of this, the body is always looking to heal. If you break your arm, your arm will heal even if you don't see a doctor. But it won't heal the way you want it to heal. It may not be as mobile as it was before you broke it. And it's the same with the body. The body is always looking for homeostasis, looking to heal itself. But the more we know, the better we do. And when you have a technique like this, you have so much more control over the direction that it's going to go in and the result that you're going to get.
Thank you very much, Michelle, for being with us today. We have arrived to the end of our interview. I was wondering if you have any last words for our listeners before we end.
Well, I just want to say that wherever you live in this world, I know that it's quite stressful at the moment for all of us. And what I really want you to know is you have in your hands the ability to have some control over your stress levels. And I think that is wonderful, magical, something that we didn't know until recently. And I would really just encourage all of you to give it a go. And I've had so many people come back to me and say, I didn't really think it would work. And it did. It really worked. It helped calm down my child. It helped calm down my baby, even my dog or my friend or my partner. You have nothing to lose, you know, by giving it a go. And also, as I say, if you go onto my website, which is www.changeyourmindforgood.com, all words, no letters, changeyourmindforgood.com, and sign into my sign-in box. You will get an immediate one-to-one session with me, videoed, of an event havening. So you can sit in the comfort of your own home with a cup of tea or coffee and look at the video and follow my instructions. And it's I think it's about 12 minutes long. And you will feel so much better after having that experience.
This sounds like a really amazing technique. Thanks very much, Michelle, for showing all of this to our listeners and to me today. In the name of all our live and replay listeners, I want to extend their gratitude for following your call in becoming a certified healthcare provider and in using heavening techniques to quickly and effectively help people in your community. I hope you enjoyed our interview today and that we can have you back with another interview soon, maybe to talk more about the amygdala depotentiating technique and how this helps with trauma.
Thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope your listeners have enjoyed it. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to spread the word to another country and to more people. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you and to all our listeners. Stay tuned to Inner Healers Radio for our next interview, where we will have Lynn Forrest talk to us about victim consciousness and how to live outside the triangle. Remember, you can heal from within. You are an inner healer.